Prana Meditation, read by Laura Evans and written by Brian Anderson. Prana is a Sanskrit word for life or life energy. Prana enters the body through the breath and is sent to every cell through the circulatory system. Grounding. Begin to find a nice, comfortable location where you will not be disturbed. In a seated position with your arms on your lap or elevated from your elbows, with palms pointing up and feet flat on the ground. Take in 3 deep breaths, filling your belly. Imagine 3 thick steel cords, one wrapped around each ankle and one tied to your tailbone. Imagine the cords in your hands and flick the cords down to the center of the universe with a rapid motion of your wrists. Watch the cords fall in your mind's eye as these are sent deep into the earth. At the bottom, visualize one cord wrapping around a huge boulder and attaching itself. First the right cord, and then the left cord, and then the center cord. As you become connected to Mother Earth, feel the warmth and love emanating back up into your body. You now become one with Earth, minerals, dirt, roots, trees, and everything on Earth. Feel the surge of love come in. As you are connected, imagine all negative things, memories, pain, loss, grief, negative spiritual entities, and attachments sucked down into Mother Earth to be recycled, cleansed, and then sent back up into your physical body in the form of soothing blue sparks, rejuvenating your body. You are now grounded and protected by Mother Earth. Your energy levels are stabilized. Next, imagine a cylinder of white light, a foot or two above your head, reaching up to the heavens. This is the white light of God. Reach up and grab the light on either side. And at the count of 1, begin to pull it ever so slowly down over your head. Feel the subtle warmth of love, comfort, energy tingling every inch of the way. Tell yourself before you bring it down, 1, the light is pulled down over the head. 2, the light transitions from the head into the neck, out into the outer ends of the shoulders, left and right. 3, the light transitions from the shoulders down through the elbows and shines out of your fingertips. Four, the light then transitions lower through your upper chest and into your heart. Five, the light transitions lower to the bottom of your tailbone. Six, the light transitions from your tailbone down to your knees, both left and right. Seven, the light transitions from your knees to your ankles. Eight, the light transitions from your ankles and shines out of your toes. Nine, with a deep breath and knowing you are now fully illuminated with the light of God, channel all the light right back up inside your brain all at once. As it arrives inside your brain with a huge surge of momentum, feel the burst of warm, calming energy and love. Brian calls it the negative G feeling, kind of like a roller coaster ride. And know that this energy is driving out all negative energy. stored in your neuroreceptors, cells, DNA, and inside of your brain. Take a few seconds now, pause, and enjoy this calming relief. Ten. You are now covered and protected with the white light of God. Next, begin to breathe deeply again. Approximately three breaths. And on the third breath, know that you are breathing in the prana. We will now begin prana channeling. Take a deep breath and know that the prana has entered your lungs. It feels warm and calm and tingly. The prana now transitions from your lungs into the blood. The prana now flows to your heart. Take a second and feel the comfort of the prana surrounding your heart. The prana is now pumped into your lower extremities. The prana is now pumped into your upper extremities. The prana is now pumped into the base of your neck. With a deep breath and with a great surge of the prana flowing inside your brain cavity, like the flow from a water fountain spraying up and covering all the parts of your brain, take the time to feel the warmth, comfort, love, and the tingling of the prana. You are now standing inside your brain, with the prana surrounding you. You are the prana. Look up and around you. You are standing inside a huge dome. Directly beneath you is a large funnel. This is the entry to your spinal cord. Looking down into your spinal cord, imagine yourself diving down deeper and deeper to the bottom of the cord at the base of your spine. As you do this, you are depositing healing prana all the way, like fairy dust. If you notice that you are moving past an area that is troubling you, stop for a moment and let the prana go. And tell it to move in that direction. Tell it to stay and heal the tissues. Dull out any pain receptors if required. Now move the prana from the base of your spine to anywhere else in your body that you need to deposit the healing energy of prana. You are now physically saturated with prana. Next, it is time to fire up your chakras and give them an energy burst. This part will only take a few seconds. You just point and shoot the energy. With the prana, wherever you last left it, point it to your root chakra at the base of your spine. The color is red. And let it go there. Transition the prana to the orange chakra, your sexuality chakra, and leave it there. Transition the prana to your power and instinct chakra, the yellow chakra, and leave it there. Transition the prana to your green chakra, your heart chakra, and leave it there. Transition the prana to your throat chakra, the cobalt blue chakra, for creativity and self-expression, and leave it there. Transition the prana to the all-knowing intuitive center, your third eye, the indigo chakra, and leave it there. Transition the energy to your crown chakra, your spiritual connection to the universe, and leave it there. Your chakras are now powered up and surrounded by prana. I call it fueled by prana, but you will find this process probably nowhere else. Chakra meditation is an art in itself. Now it is time to activate our chakras. This is all personal preference. Do what works for you. I want you now to imagine two bifold doors in front of you. Simply know that inside resides your root chakra that makes you feel safe and secure. Reach out and open these two doors simultaneously with both hands. Imagine a bright shining red light. This chakra system is now ready. Again, imagine those bifold doors. Behind these doors is your sexuality chakra. Open the doors and you will see a bright orange light. This chakra system is ready. Again, imagine the bifold doors. Behind these doors is the power and instinct chakra. Open the doors immediately and let go with your palms up, simultaneously. See the yellow light and feel the infinite power of the universe flow into your palms and into the chakra. Stay there for a moment and allow the energy to fill up to your toes, to your head. Feel it. It's a sharp electrical type of energy. This chakra is now ready. Again, imagine two bifold doors. Behind these doors is the heart chakra. It is the green chakra. Simultaneously open the bifold doors and go palms up. See the bright green light illuminate and feel the love of the universe flow into the palms of your hands. It is a very different energy than the infinite energy. This is infinite love. Feel the warmth and comfort of the love as it flows into you. Imagine the best love that you've ever felt. That is what flows into your hands from the universe. Allow yourself some time to enjoy this energy as it flows from your hands into your heart. Savor it. This is also the place where you can center or quick center for rapid meditation. Think of this feeling and this place in your meditation and say to yourself, center, over and over, until you can say center and feel the love. You will use this centering method for rapid centering into meditation in moments where you do not have a lot of time. So this way you can go there quickly. Simply say center and feel that love and you are there. Again, imagine the two bifold doors. Behind these doors is your throat chakra. It is cobalt blue and the self-expression and creativity chakra. Open the doors and tell your ego to go take a nap. This will quiet your ego. This chakra is now ready. Next, imagine the two bifold doors again. Behind these doors is your all-knowing intuitive center, your third eye chakra, It is purple or indigo, and as you open these doors, you will feel a veil of purple or indigo begin to surround you. And as the veil surrounds you, look beyond and into the distance. This is how you will see spirit. You may be able to begin to see the people coming up from the distance. The chakra is now ready. Again, imagine 2 bifold doors. Behind these doors is the crown chakra, your spiritual connection to the universe, and it is the beacon. Open the doors and imagine the bright purple ray shining up to the heavens. You are now spiritually connected to the universe. You are now entered into deep meditation. You are grounded to Mother Earth. You are surrounded by the white light of God. You are saturated internally by prana, and your chakra systems are fired up and spinning. This is where the fun begins. Channeling spirit, telling your ego to shut up while you expand your consciousness. Etheric travel to meet your spirit guides. Healing etheric travel to service those in need. Or meeting your higher self and ascended masters. This is the great beyond. You can now couple other meditations to this, knowing full well that you are safe and protected. Never forget to question or vet any spirit. To release yourself from this meditation, simply open your eyes or blink. You may also work to call your energy back to you that may have dissipated in the journey. Thank you for listening to our meditation. You can find us on the internet, on Facebook, at Free Psychic Development. You can also listen to more of my podcasts on Stitcher.com. You can find me, Medium Laura Evans, on Facebook, as well as Medium Brian Anderson. Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed this, and have a great day.